nice connections. Australian Bloodstock, a winner at Canterbury, two runs back, then runs second just recently there. It'll eat up the 1850 the way it's going. Number 8, Hammond Lane, going well. And number 1, Plays Here. He'll come out slow. He always walks out of the barrier, but he's got so much talent. The big worry with him is now he's up to 1850. He can pull his head off if he gets up on the bit. You know, how's he going to handle the 1850? 6-4, 8-1.
The main race of the day, the Polly Track Provincial Qualifier at Newcastle. Archer Demas is the favourite here, number 2 at $1.40. Turnberry's at 5, but the mover this morning with support, Gary, Fuchu, 11 into 9.50.
Yeah, he was over the odds, Fuchu. But I don't know how they're going to beat this horse. He is a very, very smart horse, Archer Demas. He's won his last 4. He won a Kembla Bay Class 1 on a heavy by nearly 10 lengths before Christmas. 2 runs this time in. Beat Juventus. There's no slouch at Warwick Farm and beat him easy. And then at Rose Hill, he was taken on in a Saturday meeting recently and just fought him off and run away to beat Star of the Season, Conroy, by 1.8. He's a leader. He's got a couple of negatives, or one. He can be a bit of a bugger at the barrier, Andrew. And he can stir up in the yard. He was terrific, apparently. Well, I didn't see him at Rosehill, but I was told he was a lot better. Gwenda was at Gosford that day when he won there, but I can't see him being beaten. Chad rides him all the time. He'll come across, lead or sit outside the leader. He is a very, very good horse. Of course, he's favourite for the final. Fuchu was over the odds. Beach Way Forever. I'm not a place better normally, but I'd certainly be backing him to run a place. He loves Newcastle. He was trained here by David Atkins. He's with Kim Waugh now. He's won 3 straight, and he's absolutely flying. Turnberry, as tough as they come. 2 wins and 3 places in town on Saturdays in his last 5 runs. Chris Lees has got him. He'll give a great sight. And number 6, All From Scrap. Andrew, this is an absolute crackerjack. If they get a better qualifier in any of the 5 than this one, I'd be surprised, because unless Archidemus, something happens and he don't run 1-2 today and he goes to Kembla or somewhere, you'd think that this is going to be the strongest one. 2, 5, 1, and 6.
That's the Polly Track at 5:24 today. Yep. And a quick look at the last, Gary. Think Freeze, the favourite at 2:30.
Highly promising horse, again an Australian bloodstock with Chris Lees, never out of a place in 4 starts. Beat a smart horse the other day at Scone and bolted it. 11, 8, 7 and 13, Andrew. Best bet of the day, Ronnie Quick, was race 3, number 3, Hibiscus Lady. Perfect weather, good track, and 8 winners. All we've got to do is find them.
Yeah, well, you've helped us. 129 in the provincial Polly Track provincial qualifier at 5:24. We'll hear from you through the day. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thanks, Andrew, and I'm back up at Tamworth tomorrow.
Yeah, the big country championship qualifiers, yep, on at Tamworth, and we'll hear from you at 10 tomorrow morning as well.
Good as gold, mate. See ya.
Thank good on you, Gary Harley there. Yeah, tomorrow morning at 10, the big preview for Tamworth. And, of course, tomorrow, Canberra Black Opal Day, we'll have the preview at about 10 past 11 tomorrow morning with John Scorse.
Yeah, and 3 mils of rain overnight, so still a soft 5 at Canberra tomorrow. Thank you to Millsy for sending me
I hope Peter Snowden.
Well, that track upgrade was 8, that track reading was 8 o'clock this morning. 4 mils of irrigation overnight and 3 mils of rain on the track at Canberra. That was 8 o'clock this morning, so still a soft 5 as it was yesterday.
Full preview, as I say, on Sky Sports Radio just after 11 tomorrow morning. The Tamworth preview at 10. Talking of previews, the clock's counting down. Paul Joyce in 2 minutes.
Punters Postmortem.
Punters Postmortem.
Punters Postmortem on Sky Sports Radio is the best way to reflect on all the weekend's racing. With analysis from Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester, plus your calls. Sydney Radio's longest running program. Punters Postmortem. Monday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
I know I can secure extra stock at a great price, but I can't get the finance.
Yeah, my business premises really need a fresh fit out. But the bank said no.
When you're ready to grow your small business, a loan from OnDeck can help. With loans of up to $250,000 and funds in your account as early as the next business day. Find out why OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 business owners globally. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-4 at Flemington, Randwick and Eagle Farm, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Races 1-4 at Flemington, Randwick and Eagle Farm. Well played. Who are you backing? Tab.
Excludes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery and Parramatta.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing have Sydney's Autumn Carnival covered as we count down to the championships race days in April.
Winx takes the lead and here's her second, Queen Elizabeth.
There's the champion mare Winx, the country and provincial qualifiers, and Group 1 racing every Saturday.
Every morning.
Racing HQ is the best way to start your wagering day. Brought to you by TAB.
Yes, just gone 10:05 on a Saturday. We're broadcasting from Randwick. It's Randwick Guineas Day and attractive racing right through it from the very first at 12:30. The gates opening for members at 11, general public at 11:15. And this track is a good four, between a four and a three off the Penno of 5.06. The rails back into the through today. And it's still overcast, but there's been no sign of rain right through the morning. Tab's Glenn Munsey is with us in the OB van. Munsey, you've just been outside. It's nice weather.
Yeah, it's been a little bit windy, Andrew. The overcast conditions here making it probably look a lot worse cool than what it actually is.
Yeah.
It's not cool by any stretch of the imagination. So it's just a grey day, so it's going to keep the temperature down just a fraction, but not as cool as what you'd think.
Yeah, it's going to be 26, 27 degrees and plenty of room for all the kids to be running around down the front. They can see the horses and the race day stalls as well. They can go and see the horses there through the day. Paul Joyce has done on all these form. He's brought all these tips up today for a few of the scratchings. Morning, Joycey.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Munns. Yeah, there wasn't too much changes there with the scratchings. I think the Todman Stakes, we knew some of those two-year-olds would go to the Black Opal. But apart from that, like, we're on a good track. It should be a terrific day, obviously, with the rail true. And I really like the program. I think it'll be a great card. And taking on a few favourites, I'm backing a few favourites. So it'll be a busy day.
All right. Well, let's get cracking with your preview. And well, Glenn, you told us back at 8 o'clock they were supporting Sprite then. Has that continued?
Has it what, Andrew? Into 280 now. So 320 into 280 today, Sprite. Sedanza, 950. Winter Bride at 550. We've got La Bella Diosa, 11. Resin at 550. Sweet Scandal, well, she keeps firming as well. She's 480 to $4 today. Star Reflection at 17. Manea is out. In Good Time at 26. Zazie Bar's a $41 chance. That's 129%, which is a little bit high. These have got to get out.
Yeah, I'm sure they will come closer to race time, Munns. Look, there's good speed here, obviously. We've got Sweet Scandal, who was leading and winning sort of during the off-season, so she'll probably press forward from the gate, but she's going to have to get across horses like In Good Time and Zazie Bar, two of the roughies. So good speed here. I'm going 5-1-3-2. I really like Resin here. She's sort of just flying under the radar, this mare, and she's 3 from 3 at the 1200. She's got very good first up figures. First up last prep, she struck a heavy track and almost knocked over stablemate Soothing there when she was a bit of a roughie. And I think coming off her trial form, she's trialled behind Zeus Sane, she's trialled behind Red Zell, and she's just been cruising up in behind them. I think she'll get home over the top of these and win. But number one, Sprite, obviously comes here with all the Group 1 form, and he's a huge danger. The three, Winter Bride, loved her trial up on the Gold Coast. She really put a lot of wins together the last two campaigns. She's a big chance. And the two sedans there, I think she's ready to sprint well fresh here. She's probably targeting a race second up, but if there's any late money for her, I love the way she's been trialling. 5, 1, 3, and 2 in the opener.
Righto, and we should mention, Glenn, the bonus bet offers races 1 to 4 today.
Yes, here at Randwick, but also at Flemington and Eagle Farm. So the best way, of course, is, well, first of all, if you haven't got a tab account, Andrew, you can't play.
You've got to get one.
You've got to get one and get yourself the tab app then, and not only do you qualify for the bonus bets, you don't need the tab app to qualify for the bonus bets, you just need a tab account. But you'll qualify for some special in-venue offers later on in the day if you opt in via the tab app. So the second here on the card today at Randwick is the Tokyo City Kiba Fireball Stakes, a three-year-old set weights and penalties race over 1,100 metres. And we start with down the board here, Santos, $9 chance out from 8. Sandbar, $4.80 unchanged. Ragged Rascal, $41 unchanged. Jonker, $8.50 out to 9. Legend of Condor, $14 to $16. Baller, good trim there, $4 to $3.40 after it was a $4.40 chance last night, I think you'll find. Roosevelt, $21 to $23. God of Thunder, 10 to 12. Trope, 12 into 11. We told you earlier that bet of 2,500 at the $12 around about 10 to 8 this morning. Hummer Hummer, 7.50 out to 8.50. Spiritual Pursuit, unchanged. And Prophet's Thumb got a twist in, 10 into 9. Most popular runner today, as you would expect here, is Baller in front of Trope and Sandbar.
Look, the real heat has come out of this race with the scratching of Spiritual Pursuit, but there's still plenty there that will take up the front-running role. I expect Sandbar to be ridden aggressively. I think, Andrew, you've mentioned that a couple of times this week, that they think he's best ridden rolling forward and sort of breaking them up and trying to run them into the ground. So he's one that'll go forward, but Santos, he's another one that led throughout to win a recent trial and from the Gay and Adrian stable. Jonker's got barrier one, so a decision there for James McDonald, kick through and lead or take the trail. And then you've got a horse like God of Thunder, who I think will be pressing forward off a wide gate. He was on pace to win at Warwick Farm first up. So there's still speed there. It's just that Spiritual Pursuit would have led. But now there's probably, you know, three or four others that may want to jump out and lead. I think it'll suit number 9, Trope, 9, 5, 6, 12. He'll get back. He's drawn wide. I think Tommy Berry will just keep him clear and in open air and give him the last crack at them here, a bit like what they did at Kensington on debut to win a maiden. Obviously, it's a massive step up in grade, but Team Hawks, they're very astute at placing their horses when they think they can take this jump in grade. He has had a trial since that win, and I love that trial. And he's just a big, strong horse that's obviously going to improve quickly, and his rating will skyrocket. But it's just a matter of whether or not this is a bit too early for him. But around that $11 mark, I'm happy to take the gamble on him. Number 5, Legend of Condor. I think he's big overs at $16 if you are playing Quinellas. He's drawn to get a lovely trail. He's proven fresh in the past. I've liked his trials, and I just think he's the value runner. Number 6, Baller. Well, he's short enough now, but he's going to be hard to beat. That was a very strong win in the Spark of Life, and he's building a really imposing record here. Maps beautifully as well. And I thought the 12, Prophet's Thumb, coming through that race that Baller won last start, that was a big run by her considering she was last on the turn in a race where the on-pace has dominated. So she could definitely figure if she can settle a touch closer today. So plenty of chances here. The market suggests that as well. 9, 5, 6 and 12.
Yeah, interesting race for sure. What was that bet on? Hang on, sorry.
They're the microphone.
500, yes, 12.
Yeah. 25, yeah, even Paul was listening, Andrew. Pity you weren't.
No, I was going to say, it sounds like Joyce had the 2,500.
No, I can tell you it wasn't Joyce unless he's betting under an assumed name.
Righto. Let's move to, we've all got silent accounts the wife doesn't go to, haven't we?
Oh, they're called the cunning kick, Andrew. That's they don't have to be an account for that.
Race 3, we get into the two-year-olds.
Yeah, the Ostis Australia Riesling Stakes here, and good morning again to Laurie Billett and Jock. Already sent me a message. He said he did shout. Well, I'd want verified proof of that. Exhilarates is the 3.10 favourite. Anaheed at 4. Vincere Valare at $6.50. Tenley at $3.70. We've got Ballista at 23. Down to Bright Rubik 81. So is Classic Gown. Get Hitch 31. Way up in the sky at 7.50. So the only movement there this morning, Anaheed 4.20 to 4. Vincere Valare's out the full point, 5.50 to 6.50, and the rest are basically the bottom one, 8.50 to 7.50, way up in the sky. Most popular runner today, Exhilarates in front of Tenley and way up in the sky. And Paul, Well, if you're a two-year-old punter, you'd certainly love a blue jacket.
You would indeed, yeah. The two Godolphin horses here, the best backed. And look, I think they'll get the race run to suit because I think there'll be good speed here. Vinci Valare's been very quick up in Brisbane. Anaheed was on pace to win last week. Belitza was on pace to win at Canterbury. You've got Classic Gown drawn out with the winkers going on. And even Way Up in the Sky, she's been up there in both her trials. So I've gone 4-2-1-10. I like Tenley. I love that win in the Piero. It was here at Randwick. It was over 1,100 on the back of a fast run tempo. So she's only got an extra 100 metres to get here, and I think that'll suit her, J-Mac to ride. So I really like Tenley. To beat the two Anaheed on the back up from last Saturday, she just does everything right. She's one of those fillies. Puts herself there, she kicks, and the others have to beat her. One exhilarates. You'd have to think there's a fair bit of improvement to come with her, but in saying that, she had that one trial at Canterbury and trialled well. She looks to get a lovely run. And the 10 Way Up in the Sky, a big ask for first starters to take on these race experienced two-year-olds, but that last trial at Rose Hill was something else, and she's obviously loaded with heaps of potential. So 4-2-1-10 in the Riesling.
The next one, of course, is the Todman. We had McLaren come out this morning. Rome, they're both going along with Gin River. They're all going to the Black Opal tomorrow, where that track at the moment is soft five.
A soft five, yeah, with that rain on, I think you'll find it was Thursday night. Then they've had a little bit of rain last night and some irrigation as well. But expecting the track to be perfect there tomorrow for John McGrath, Black Opal Day and the TAB Canberra Cup. But the Union New South Wales Todman Stakes here is the next two-year-old event. This is the boys. We're dubious, 5.50 out to 6. Time to rain, 2.60 to 2.70. Strasbourg, 13 to 12. Yes, 4.20 unchanged. Bivouac, 10 unchanged. Go down to number 8, Spring Loaded, 13 out to 14. Bellevue Hills, $6 unchanged. And War Baron, 81 unchanged. Best supported runner is still Time to Rain here easily. Today, exactly half the total investment on the race so far today is on Time to Rain in front of Yes, Strasbourg, and then Bellevue Hill.
Look, it was all hinged on Bellevue Hill, the speed in this race, whether he would race here or the Black Opal, but he's here and he's drawn out, and from what we saw down at Canberra on debut, he'll be ripping across and leading and putting genuine speed in the race. Can they catch him? I think they will, but he is the runner that concerns me. I've gone 2-1-4-3. I think Time to Rain will get the gun trail here from Barrier 2 now that Bellevue Hill's putting all that speed into the race, and he'll just, well, hopefully just switch off, tag the leader and then explode into the straight as he did to win the Silver Slipper. I think his form, apart from that run in the Lonro plate on a heavy track, which was a total forgive, I think he's the horse to beat in the Golden Slipper, so I've got to tip him here in the Todman. Dubious, tough, on pace, trialled well. He hasn't put a foot wrong, really. He's only been beaten once, and that was behind Exhilarates in a Magic Millions. The four, yes. You've got to have loved his trial behind Dubious. You could definitely make a case he trialled better than Dubious, but he has drawn out and he'll probably have to go back. And the three, Strasbourg, Blinker's first time, 1,200 at Randwick should suit. He may be looking for further, but we'll find out today, and I'm sure he'll be rocketing home. So I've gone 2-1-4-3 in the Todman.
And the markets we know will change. If you fancy any of these in a Golden Slipper point of view, maybe jump in before we get to these two races.
Well, realistically, Andrew, we could have a new Golden Slipper favourite by the end of today.
Yeah.
When you consider, you know, we've got Exhilarates hard in the market, Time to Rain hard in the market, and the question mark regarding To Sort. So yep. We could have a new Golden Slipper favourite today.
I reckon we'll probably get some sort of release on To Sort today, given that James has told us this morning the horse did light exercise this morning and then he was going to inspect it. So I reckon we'll get something today on To Sort. Let's move to the Challenge Stakes over 1,000 metres.
Yeah, well, the undefeated Everest champion back at the races today in Redzel, and it's a $1.60 chance. Ball of Muscle at 10, both of those unchanged today. Jungle Edge 17 unchanged, Kaepernick 21 unchanged, Viridine 11 unchanged, and Esther Jarb no movement off the $3.80. Money continues for Redzel here. It's not massive, but he's still clearly the only one they really want to be involved in.
Yeah, speed in the race is going to be the key because Redzel, I don't think, will lead. A Ball of Muscle's drawn inside him and Jungle Edge is drawn outside Redzel. So you've got those two gallopers that like to rip along in front. So Kerrin may just take a trail. That's how he won this race last year, trailing a hot speed. But either way, he's not going to get a picnic in front. He's not going to be able to control the tempo. And a horse like Esther Jarb, I think from that soft gate, she'll just tuck in as well and take a trail, which will make this really interesting. I'm actually tipping Esther Jarb 7, 1, 2 and 4. I just think she's good value at that $3.80. I really do think it's a two-horse race. And the fact that Redzel will have to be a little bit out of his comfort zone first up, whereas Esther Jarb will get the dream run, I just think she's value with the weight pull here, and she's had that run under her belt first up. Trialled since, and she trialled super. I think she's definitely going better than she was going into that English sprint. So I'm leaning towards her, and we can get something out of the race if we take the $3.80 about her. Redzel, look, all the stats say he'll win this. His first up stats, he's particularly his 1,000-metre form here at Randwick. He's had four starts at the 1,000 at Randwick for three wins and a second. And that second was behind English several years ago on a heavy 10. So he really is the horse to beat. Two ball of muscle, four Kaepernick. I think they're capable of filling the placings, but for me it's a two-horse race. 7-1-2-4.
Righto, that's the challenge and Paul Joyce's thoughts. And don't forget the big six today, the last six races, beginning with the Todman race four, and that's meant to get to a couple of 100,000 today. So there's plenty of deals going on through TAB. Check it all out by going to the app or the website. All the details are there.
Well, Andrew, you know, get your back a loser now and you get something for it.
Yeah,
it's unheard of.
$50 bonus bet there. The Canterbury League Club Stakes is race six.
Yeah, well, Trapeze Artist, he's got a trim. Trapeze Artist, only slight, 3 into 290.
You told us a couple of hours ago that it had no support at all.
Well, you know where he is at the moment, Andrew? He is still fourth pick today in a field of seven, and yet he's $3 to $2.90.
Okay.
Pirata, four unchanged. Kementari, four unchanged. Shoals, six to 550. Prompt Response, 34 unchanged. Cool Passion, 31 to 34. Brutal, 8 to 850. Well, Brutal's got double what Trapeze Artist got on today. Brutal's got out half a point. Trapeze Artist is in 10 cents. Most popular runner this morning is Special K, Kementari, in front of Shoals, then Brutal, then Trapeze Artist and Pirata.
Yeah, speed will be the key to this race too. A Trapeze Artist has been ridden positively in some trials of late. So does he press forward and lead? Perhaps. Prompt Response, Cool Passion, they'll be right up there. Brutal won't be far away either. But I think if Blake Shin wants the lead, he can find it here on Trapeze Artist. So it'll be very interesting to see how they settle in the first 200 or 300 metres here. I like five Shoals. I've gone 5, 3, 1 and 2. And I really like Shoals. I think the market got it wrong with her. They sort of opened her up nearly double the odds of the three at the top. And I don't know why, because she's won three Group 1s out of four attempts. She's run second in her other attempt at Group 1. So she's used to this big stage. She was scratched from the new market to come here. The stable know that she loves Randwick. She's had four starts here for two wins and a second. The only time she missed the top two finish was in last year's Everest, where she didn't handle a heavy nine. So back on top of the ground today, first up, I think she's a massive chance to knock these over. Three, Kementari, he's obviously the big threat. He hasn't won for nearly a year, and even though he's had some unlucky performances in some big, big races, it just niggles on my mind that he's lost that winning feeling. One, Trapeze Artist, well, he hasn't won for almost a year as well now, but I'm a bit more prepared to forgive him because I don't think he goes on wet tracks. So what he was doing last campaign was quite amazing, particularly he's running the Everest on a bottomless track. So back on top of the ground, massive hope him. And two, Pirata, great first up figures, loves Randwick. And, you know, the day he won the Sydney Stakes here on Everest Day, you would have thought he would have given the Everest a shake. So he's got to be up to this class, and I've gone 5, 3, 1 and 2.
Just interesting news coming through on the Black Opal tomorrow, Paul. Hightail has just come out in the last three quarters of an hour, and it was just brought to my attention. We know that Peter and Paul Snowden have got McLaren and Rome going there, but they've scratched Hightail, number one, out of the Black Opal tomorrow, Glenn. So that'll be interesting to see what happens with the market there. They've got the firm favourite.
Yeah, Rome becomes favourite now for the John McGrath Group Black Opal tomorrow. Rome as a 270 favourite over Bivouac at 310. McLaren the next pick at 6. Then the Godolphin runner Pinsec at, All Cylinders at 8 for Peter Roble. Pinsec at 9.50 and then King's Champ at 12. So Rome
well,
the favourite.
Bivouac's going to come out.
Yeah, of course, he's running today. So there's another one gone. So what price does Rome become there? Yeah.
Anyway, that's tomorrow, I guess. Mm. But Hightail has come out about three quarters of an hour ago. Let's move to the big Group 1 of the day.
Well, it's the Mostyn Copper Randwick Guineas. And if where we are, Andrew, well, even you'd be able to throw a cricket ball that far and hit the car park situation there. And the horse stalls. And they are the group behind the construction here, the newest construction we've got at Royal Randwick, the horse stalls and the car park here, the Mostyn Copper Group Randwick Guineas, where we've got the Autumn Sun here as 155. He was 150. He was 155, I think you'll find, when we did the market. Then we've got Madison County at 19, Vega Days at 10, Arameo's 23-26, Diplomatico 23, Purple Sector 26-31, Nikita Jane, well, she was $5 before, but she did go up a $6 chance first thing. Fundamentalist has got a trim since we did this race, 18-13. And Miss Fabulous, a $31 chance. They've really got closer this morning for the first time. It's still eight times the amount of money on the Autumn Sun and Nikita Jane, but only a matter of 1,400 on them, the difference so far today.
Look, speed in the race, there's not a lot, which is probably why Fundamentalist has been backed. I think she'll go forward with Vega Days, and they should control the tempo here. Diplomatico maybe settles closer. The Autumn Sun, probably not too far away. I think Nikita Jane probably has to go back from that gate. I'm going 1783. Look, I think the Autumn Sun is a good thing. He's just different gravy, this horse. You don't see horses do what he's done. Only seven starts. He's already won three Group 1s. He's done the Golden Rose, the Caulfield Guineas. He smashed them in the Guineas. And his effort in the Hobartville, first up on an unsuitable track in an unsuitably run race, was off the charts. So I just can't see how anything can beat him today on a better track, second up mile Randwick. In saying that, Nikita Jane certainly makes a race of it, and you know, I wish the connections well. I think it's a brave decision to come here and take on the Autumn Sun. It's made it a terrific race, but I just don't think that three-year-old filly's form is going to hold up against the Autumn Sun's form. So I think second place for Nikita Jane. Eight Fundamentalists, she'll get all the on-pace favours. She sticks on well. She's a four-time Group 1 place getter, but I think she'll end up placing again today. And the three Vega Days, he's just keeps doing it, and I'm no knock on him, but at some stage you'd have to think this first campaign will start to take its toll. So 1, 7, 8, and 3 for me in the Randwick Guineas.
Thanks to Paul Snowden, to his listing over at the stables. The Paygo is where Hightail is going next week. The Aspiration Quality, race 8.
Yeah, interesting race here. Lover, 750 to 850. Natoya, 850 unchanged. All too soon. Well, it was 420 to 390 when we did the preview.
Yeah.
Now, $3.50.
Again?
Yeah, so another firm up for All Too Soon here. And update on the Mark Whiteman situation who had the fall with Deep Chill in Melbourne. He's leaving hospital today. He's on crutches. He might have to go back for an MRI scan on the knee, but he's got the cheekbone there. But Whitey, he'll be straight to a hamburger shop anyway. He loves a hamburger, Whitey. We've got Caravali here's at $34. Girl Tuesday's at $8. Harmattan at $8.50. Now, Harmattan, $8 to $8.50. Luskentire Lass, $4.80 at the $5. Ocean X, $5.50 to $6. Extreme Bliss, $26. Scratched, I Like It Easy. Royal Stamp, $34 to $61. I thought that was too savage a chop. 71 to 34. It's back to 61. And Eugene's pick is 26 unchanged. Well, It's been well supported this morning All Too Soon, but it's not relentless for it or anything like that. It's not a savage betting race, but it's one-way track at the moment. Ocean X, a slight drift. He didn't put a savage wrap on it, Mick Price. He's concerned about the Sydney way of going with it, but he wasn't confident about Hayam in the last either. They're the two horses they're back so far in race number 8.
Yeah, speed's interesting here. Luskin T. Lash should get a soft lead. Eugene's pick probably just sits outside, and they can control this race, two of the horses there. They probably aren't as fancy to some others, and there's not a lot of other speed in the race. I've gone 2137. I think number 2, Natoya, is the best value in the race from barrier 1. I think Blake Shin can be a little bit more positive than knowing that there mightn't be a lot of speed in the race. So this mare's basically tackled black type races her whole career. 14 of 18 starts have been black type. So even though she hasn't got a great win strike rate, it's worth noting she's always been at the top level. And her two runs back this time over a shorter trip, she's attacked the line well. So I think she's the each-way play here in an open race. One lover, second up mile suits. She did that back in the autumn last year to win the Kembla Grange Classic second up. So it profiles well for her. Three all too soon. I'm not sure whether someone's got a really accurate forecast, thinking it's going to rain leading into this race, but she is much better on a soft track than a good track. So the fact that the money's coming thick and fast there is interesting, and she's got great second up figures, so she's a must if you're playing the quaddy or big six. And number seven, Last Contier Last, just the fact that she probably will get a soft lead here, even though she's not well weighted, she'll be very hard to run down, Gay and Adrian.